This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been familiarizing ourselves in recent visits with the bigger historical context to help us understand what is said in Acts 20:17-21:1. What we have seen is what Jesus illustrated in the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew 13:31-32. Jesus told them, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches." Paul planted a gospel mustard seed during those couple of weeks when he first visited Ephesus. It was watered and cultivated by Aquila, Priscilla, and Apollos during Paul's absence. When Paul returned, he first ministered in the synagogue in Ephesus and then in a lecture hall for a total of 3 years. There was explosive growth in the church there, so much so that when people from surrounding areas came to Ephesus for business or to worship at the Temple of Artemis, one of the wonders of the ancient world, or for pleasure in the spectacular surroundings of the city, they were exposed to the gospel as it was lived and witnessed by the Christians. Many visitors were converted and equipped to take the gospel back to their own towns and villages. Paul declared in Acts 19:10 that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. What a dynamic story was unfolding there as churches were planted throughout the province of Asia for the honor and glory of God.